these are going up, but I'm not convinced that a recession is a foregone conclusion either.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down more than 600 points. The NASDAQ dropped more than 400. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe Jr. says changes are underway at the agency following the attempted assassination of former President Trump during a rally in Pennsylvania.
We didn't have access to certain information, not by anybody's fault. It just so happened that there was a sense of urgency, that there might have been radio traffic that we missed. We have to do a better job of that.
Meanwhile, a new AP poll finds only 3 in 10 Americans feel confident the Secret Service can adequately protect presidential candidates. Vice President Harris has secured the Democratic presidential nomination in a virtual roll call.
I am honored to be the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States. And I will tell you the tireless work of our delegates, our state leaders and staff has been pivotal in making this moment possible.
Delegates will officially nominate Harris in person later this month at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. A meeting of top minds between Israel and the U.S. today as the war continues between Israel and Hamas.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told his Israeli counterpart on Friday that the Pentagon will soon deploy more forces to the Middle East to help defend Israel. This comes as both Iran and Lebanese Hezbollah have blamed Israel for the back-to-back killings of top leaders this week and are threatening to retaliate.
CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson. They're filling up sandbags in parts of central Florida in case of a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico.
Just do some precautions in case we have a need for this.
Central Florida can expect downpours beginning tomorrow. This year's summer wave of COVID could be tapering off.
According to new CDC estimates, the pace of new COVID cases could now be finally slowing in some western states where this year's summer COVID wave first began to pick up steam. But the CDC says trends continue to remain elevated of the virus nationwide, including across the West.
CBS's Alexander Tin with that report. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Yes, Karen Wandry, the 85-year-old woman from Waterford, was found alive and is safe. It comes after a 3-day search. She's currently undergoing medical evaluation and is reported to be in stable condition. A bench warrant has been issued for Harry Waite, the conservative activist from Racine County accused of election fraud. Court records show he failed to appear at a court hearing yesterday. Waite had previously filed a notice to change his attorney. A person lying in the middle of Highway E in Summers was struck and killed by a car early yesterday. The driver did stop and call the police after the collision. Judges elected in the spring were sworn in yesterday, with Jessica Lynott taking over the Racine County Circuit Court Branch 3. Heather Iverson assumes the Kenosha County Circuit Court Branch 3. Both judges unseated previously appointed judges. And it should be a drier day at the state fair. The grandstand event last night got canceled. Tonight on the big stage is TLC. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers finished the month of July with actually a losing record of 11-13, and yet they remain in first place in the NL Central. The crew getting some help from the Cubs last night, who scored 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Cards 5-4 at Wrigley Field. The Cardinals remain in second place at 5.5 behind Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy on what he's telling his team as they begin the month of August with a road trip to Washington, D.C. tonight against the Nationals.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and how you can get back to that little lift in your step and that edge that you had early, and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good, winning this pitch and playing good. You start worrying about your numbers, next year's contract, that comes into people's lives.
NFL, Packers resting up for tomorrow night's family night, completely sold out at Lambeau Field. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with a groin injury. With sports on, Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Mostly clear tonight to a low near 70. Sunny, hot, humid, and a high in the mid-80s tomorrow. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High again mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. It's 82 right now.
WRJN. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. While the stresses, strains, and achievements of modern life leave the typical adult feeling the need to treat themselves up to three times a week, we treat ourselves with desserty coffee drinks and mani-pedis, an alcoholic beverage or two, and online shopping.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news and time.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, recently Don Rosen spoke with Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte on his morning show, and they reminisced about growing up in Racine, especially in the summer.
Yes, we had the Washington Park pool, Don, from 1939 to 1968. I know it holds a lot of precious memories for Carol and I, and it's a big place in Racine's history, as well as our memories. I know some of my fondest memories are of swimming in the old park pool. I remember how magnificent it was. And, you know, like the Venetian Theater, we didn't appreciate it back then as we do right now.
It's Jim Mercier with Carol Gianforte, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wipe out.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So there's a trumpet player by the name of David Mason, who was all over Europe in the 1960s with various orchestras, but he later contributed to several Beatles songs, including A Day in the Life, Magical Mystery Tour, and All You Need Is Love. But perhaps he's best known for playing the piccolo trumpet in this song. It's Penny Lane on WRJN.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Yeah.
87 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin outraised presumptive challenger Eric Hovde nearly 7-1 in 3 weeks last month. The incumbent Democrat raised more than $2.5 million, while the Republican businessman raised about $374,000. Yesterday was the deadline for federal candidates to file their pre-primary reports. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The missing Racine County woman was found safe yesterday, but now Kenosha investigators are looking for an 89-year-old man. A silver alert has been issued for Robert Vines Sr., an 89-year-old man missing from Kenosha. Vines, who has dementia, was last seen Wednesday walking near his apartment complex on 18th Street near Pick and Save. People are being asked to be on the lookout for Vines. He's a black male, 5'9", weighing 160 pounds with brown eyes and a bald head. There's an image on the KPD social media page. A bench warrant has been issued for the conservative activist from Racine County accused of election fraud. Harry Waite had a court date yesterday for a hearing about him wanting to change his attorneys. Court records from yesterday show that Waite indicated to the court that he thought the court date was a whim of the judge and didn't show. He had previously filed a notice regarding termination and withdrawal of counsel. The charges against Waite involves fraudulent requests for absentee ballots, a move Waite says was done to prove the myvote.wi.gov website was not secure. Someone lying in the middle of Highway E in Summers was hit and killed by a car early yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says the person driving the car stopped and called police after the collision. The person killed has been identified as 33-year-old Anthony Mitchell. We're working on learning more. Severe weather swept through the area last night, bringing a light show but canceling a comedy show. State fair officials had to cancel comedian Gabriel Iglesias' set at the grandstand last night. While the storms brought heavy rain to some areas, there have been no reports of significant damage or injuries. There was flooding on some roads. The state fair did continue despite the rain. It runs through the 11th in West Allis. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Mostly clear tonight to a low near 70. Sunny, hot, and humid, and a high in the mid-80s tomorrow. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High again mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. It's 82 right now. WRJN.
Maybe cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we're looking forward to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul. It's going to take place Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall in Racine. Don Rosen will have tickets for you to win next week on WRJN.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? Watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do, feeling groovy. Groovy, groovy. Got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Who's your daddy?
He is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Local news, Timeless Hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Brewers back in action after a day off yesterday. First pitch in about an hour or so. We'll have the pregame for you at about 5:10. Now Sam and Dave on WRJN.
Hey!
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Going to go see a movie perhaps this weekend? Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and tells us what's new.
Well, there's two big new releases on the big screen this weekend, and the first is a family picture. Harold and the Purple Crayon, rated PG. This is based on a popular children's book. Harold can make anything come to life simply by drawing it, and after he grows up, his drawings begin to teach him a lot about real life. This one stars Zach Levy. The next movie is Trap, directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Josh Hartnett stars as a father who brings his teen to a pop concert, only to discover that a trap has been set for a serial killer at the arena. This one you can expect a lot of twists in, just like any M. Night Shyamalan film. Besides Harold and the Purple Cannon Trap, expect Deadpool and Wolverine to remain at the top of the box office and Twisters to still be entertaining audiences in its third week of release. The summer box office is going strong, so make your plans to see one of these great movies.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about accountability partners. An accountability partner is somebody you regularly check in with when you're chasing a goal. This is a very common concept in fitness circles, church circles, recovery circles, and it really works for money too. So if you talk to your mom or your brother or your best friend all the time, you could ask them to be your low-key accountability partner. Here's an example. Say you decide to bring your lunch to work 4 days a week to cut back on costs. You just tell your mom, friend, or whoever, and you say, here's what I'm gonna do, and then you put a reminder on your calendar to check in with them in 2 or 4 weeks. You tell them all about it. How'd it go? What worked? What didn't work? All the details. You'd be surprised at how much not going it alone can help. An accountability partner gives you support, encouragement, and helps you stay accountable to you. For more help with saving, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
We like to do.
keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away.
And now, Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. If you ever miss any of our newscasts, simply search WRJN News Online. You'll find the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
WRJN.
They used to play.